isn't uncomfortable to run with
with a massive penis. It
no,
is.
No,
it is.
I mean, they are just.
It is. It is. It is. It is. But what I was erect. That? I was erect, so I was fine. So I, so nothing was nothing was.
I'm just saying, was naked my leg. Male body is not designed for running naked. Because there's a lot of flapping.
There is a lot. There is a lot of flapping. Show off. All right.
Forgive me, boys, for I have sinned.
You're an idiot.
Say the size and say the shape.
Unlike you, you dirty pervert.
I know about redemption. I would look for revenge.
They ate the lasagna.
They're very weird.
Horn Fessions, the Horny Confessions Podcast.
We're rolling and we're rocking. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Horn Fessions. Yeah. Right. We've got. So I'm Steve, and
I'm Luca,
and we've got some. We've got someone else with us today. So hello. Hi. Hi.
Blank, nice to see you.
Yeah, lovely to for you to be here, Blank. Yeah. Are you excited to be on our show?
Yeah, very exciting.
Is this like the highlight of your year so far?
Yeah, the year just started.
The Chinese year just started.
Chinese year did just start. And this is the best thing that's happened to you so far this Chinese year.
Of course.
So what is Horn Fessions, I hear you ask? Why don't you explain what it is, Blank?
I think you're going to have sex in front of me.
That is what's going to happen today. And we're ready. Luca, are you prepared?
So I'm not entirely prepared for this, but we will go with the old format where we come.
Oh, really? No, let's go with the new format now that Blank is here.
It's your year, Luca.
The year of the dragon was supposed to be a bit different, so no, I will stick to the old.
Yeah.
And
is it the year of the dragon?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a dragon in the Chinese horoscope.
Are you? Okay. I think I'm a... Do you have horses in China?
Yeah.
You've got horses in China, but do you have a year of the horse?
Yeah.
I think I'm that. I've got a feeling. I'm either that or a rat. Are they next to each other? Like, has horse come after rat?
No.
No. Brilliant. Well, I'm either.
Some signs are considered more powerful than others.
True, yeah.
What about you, Blank? What are you?
Rabbit.
You're a rabbit. Ah. Does rabbit beat dragon?
Yeah, oh, earlier. One year earlier than dragon.
Rabbit beats dragon. All okay. Does rabbit beat horse?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Does rabbit beat, what did I say, horse or pig? Does rabbit beat pig?
Just pig.
Pig. I'm the pig. I'm the winner. There you go. Right, should we start?
Horn Fessions, the Horny Confessions Podcast.
This is a confession that we received... actually, via email. So thank you, everybody, who's sending your confessions via email. You can send them to hornfessionspodcast@gmail.com. Here we go. Many years ago, I was a virgin, and I didn't know how to put a condom on correctly. And the condom got lost inside her vagina. I had to try to get it out with my hands. However, whilst doing so, I ejaculated. I was so embarrassed. But I forgot about it. Years went by, I ended up in a long-term relationship and everything was forgotten. However, last year, me and my partner split up. And at a party, I bumped into my ex-girlfriend, the one with the condom-eating vagina. She started flirting with me. And I want to hook up with her again. But I'm worried that she's going to bring up the incident. What can I do? Has anything like this ever happened to you, first of all, Luca?
Okay. Putting on a condom is not that easiest thing, but it looks as if he put it...
He lost it inside her. It has happened before, right?
So
then he was trying to retrieve it. And then he's obviously very good at multitasking, this guy, right? Because whilst he was trying to retrieve it, he was so excited that fireworks
and it
happened.
Doesn't
like
say
in the year of the dragon, like the Chinese New Year.
Did he retrieve it in the end? Just, I'm curious because this, how long this lady has, maybe she wasn't flirting many years later. She was just asking, can you get it?
you
left something. We had a, you know, when you have a relationship, you split up and then her apartment.
Right. Yes. Like an old t-shirt. But has anything like this ever happened to you, Blank?
I think it's quite similar to the tampon, because sometimes you tampon in your body for too long, you just forgot it.
Yeah, oh yes.
And just be there forever.
You might be there forever. Wow, see, look, it happens.
Wow.
It happens.
Okay. Not me.
Not you, but it has happened, yeah.
Well, first of all, how good it is to be a man? You can reach an orgasm just when you mess up everything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
just, he was so happy with what it. Oh, I messed up. Yeah, and that just, I mean, the climax. Okay.
Yeah, and women say men can't multitask. Again, I disagree. This man obviously.
Yeah, he was, but he could only do one task because he couldn't retrieve apparently.
Oh yeah, maybe. Well, we don't know. Did he retrieve it in the end?
Doesn't say.
He didn't tell us if he retrieved it in the end. Okay, well, that's not technically the problem, is it? Because now, this was years ago.
I think so. But then he had a relationship.
But then he had a long-term relationship. Oh. And then last year, him and his partner, they split up. And then he bumped into his ex-girlfriend. And she started flirting with him. This is an important detail.
She's into this.
She's into it, yeah. Maybe nobody has ever lost the condom inside her since. Yeah. And she's like...
The condom is not still there, so maybe that's why she wants to really...
She would need it back. Maybe she wants it back. Maybe it's the only way she can
Maybe she solved the problem, and now she finds attractive. She's this is not clearly toxic man because he's so clumsy. I'm in love with him.
Yeah, she's obviously flirting with him. He's worried about bringing up the incident. What do you think, Blank? Should he bring up the incident when they meet again?
He should do it again.
He should do it again?
Yeah.
Should do it again. Wow.
Just to pretend that it's not an... I looked like I was clumsy. I was doing on purpose.
On purpose, yeah. This is like, my type of foreplay, yeah. Usually, at the end of these confessions, we were judging people. We were putting them on the spectrum, a spectrum of horniness, right? So on one end of the spectrum, there's Jimmy Savile, like a...
Bad, bad person.
Bad, bad.
Jimmy Savile.
Bad, of course,
yeah. Bad person. Bad person. Yeah, this is how Luca is describing Jimmy Savile to like... Bad person. And then on the other side of the spectrum, we had Pierce Brosnan. Good person.
James Bond.
James Bond from like the 1990s. Yeah,
so mm-hmm. Bad movies, but nice person.
But good guy. So where would this guy sit on that?
In the middle, we have Winnie the Pooh. And Winnie the Pooh is a nice character. He's innocent. He's clumsy. I'm sure
he's like this guy. The way you're describing Winnie the Pooh is very much like this person.
Yeah.
He's clumsy, like this person.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't wearing any pants, like this person.
Yeah. When Winnie the Pooh is trying to... He's not eating honey. He's trying to find the condom that he dropped.
In his honey jar, in the honey pot.
I would say
our friend here is like Winnie the Pooh. So do we have any final tips for our friend here? So he's going to go out with her again. You're saying he should not mention it, but do it again.
Yes.
Luca, any thoughts?
I haven't said mention because you look like confident. Yeah, I remember I left something at your apartment. Oh, no, it was your vagina. Make a joke about that. It might work.
Maybe ask for it back. Be like, hey...
I don't bring the can because if I remember
exactly. Let's fish it out, baby. So anyway, just be cool about it. She's obviously cool about it,
and probably she was flattered because he reached the orgasm
just by trying to dig it
looking
out,
at her, and gently touch her, and then he's already.
You don't know he was gentle. We don't know he was gentle.
I hope it was
he gentle. Might have been going for it. Exactly, that's the way. You've obviously done this before. Like,
what it was, I lost the test.
No,
confession number two.
Yes, so during my university years, I was quite wild. I was known for giving hand jobs to people during lectures, hopefully not the professor, maybe I don't know what kind of... Or for streaking on campus. It's like when you run...
Streaking, when you take your clothes off and run around on campus naked.
Is it legal, by the way?
I don't think it's illegal, is it?
Well...
I mean, I don't know.
It's forgiven, probably.
In university settings, I think.
Yeah, there won't be police checking the campus.
University, the Vatican, those are the places you could do it.
Yeah. My son goes to university now, and he seems very tame by comparison. Should I be worried?
Oh, this is a worried mother. Luca.
I think so, because...
Yes. A worried mother.
So she was providing relief for students when she was studying.
What a lovely woman. What a lovely, beautiful
maybe
soul.
Maybe distracting, because maybe, I don't know, how can you focus? You've been to university.
I'm not good at it.
You're not good at what? A university or hand jobs?
You never know.
Hey, you've been to university, Luca.
Yeah, but but no one tried to give me anything. No.
Did you try to offer the service?
No, because no. I was always taking notes, and I know. Did you?
I've never given a hand job to anyone at university. I got one, not during a lecture, but I did get one behind the wall.
Wow.
Yeah, University of Malta, but communications building. Yeah. So
No, the closest thing happened to me. I was in the toilet, main cubicle, and someone knocked at the door, and I said, "Well, it's busy, sorry." And he said, "Yeah, but it's like Tuesday." I said, "What?" And then I read it was on the wall written every Tuesday. At that time, someone was offering
hand jobs.
Sex. No, sex. Intercourse with man offering. He wrote on the wall of the
cubicle. Okay, so it's not like an official university.
That was way before internet and WhatsApp. Okay. So he said, "I'm gonna knock on the door on Tuesday because if someone is in that cubicle, clearly is."
That's what they mean. Okay.
But I wasn't. I didn't pay attention to the wall, so I just.
This is why you need to pay attention, Luca, to things around you.
I know.
Which university was this?
Bologna
University. Shout out to all our friends.
Yeah.
On Bologna, the podcast actually goes out on a Tuesday. So if anybody in Bologna is watching, head down to the toilets
and listen to it. In the cubicle with your friends. I can't think of the most appropriate setting for that.
Maybe her son just very good at hiding his perversity. You know what I mean?
Oh yes, maybe he's very good at just hiding never his perversions. Oh yeah,
even better than his mom. You know
so
what
looks
I mean?
Very quiet, very tame, but then he's,
Because you know what they say, you have to be, it's the quiet people that are usually the more perverted. Yeah. Those are the ones you have to look out for, the quiet ones.
Those
are the ones you have to look out for.
Because I'm also lazy. But if I had...
imagine you don't have any children.
No, famously, you don't
want any.
Yeah.
But imagine you had a child and this child was the complete opposite of you. How would you react?
So wild.
How would you react? What about, okay, so when you, university, you were quite tame, right?
Yeah.
Did anybody ever tell you, come on, Luca, you need to...
join the party.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but it could. But if your mom tells you, it doesn't really, it kind of spoils the pleasure.
Yeah.
Maybe she can, if there are other friends there, maybe the daughter of one of her friends, she can,
maybe the mom, okay, sounds good. So the mom should get some friends to push him along.
Yeah. Friend at her son's age or at her age.
I've seen movies about with similar plots on the internet for free. I love acting and cinema. I have to watch it. Interesting. University life. I like this.
Yes.
Sending the mommy's friends.
Sending mommy's friends to university.
Which kind of movie you are enjoying? Sounds more like you're enjoying the pornography.
You tell him, Black. Yeah, exactly, Luca. It sounds much more like you're enjoying pornography, Luca, than movies.
A movie is a movie. Shouldn't be judged by every genre.
By the content.
Yeah.
That is true.
Every genre is interesting.
What advice are we giving to this woman?
Send
your friend in.
Introduce the hot, divorced auntie.
Nice.
Hot divorced auntie. That's a
nice.
MILF.
MILF. Yeah. MILF. MILF. Well, anything to add, Luca, to that?
No, just that's a good like a good plan.
Good luck.
Send your auntie and make sure that your son becomes
a proper streaking man.
Put
that's the type of man we want.
Vodka in his thermos just to make sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, don't drag your son. No.
You know what? Give your son some drugs.
Moderate alcohol.
Yeah. Not the really bad stuff, but give him some stuff. That might loosen him up a little bit. Exactly. This is what she wants. It's lovely to see mothers actually interested in things other than grades and passing your exams, isn't it?
Yeah. And now that I'm thinking, in the Bible, in Genesis, when Lot got drunk because of his daughters, he conceived kids with his daughters. Don't do that.
I mean,
I'm just saying there's a tradition.
That's the first time you've told us not to do something that's in the Bible, Luke. Yeah. You're changing. Luke is changing.
Not everything. I wouldn't endorse this message. But I'm saying,
So what we're saying is, lovely lady who got in touch, worried about her son, what you need to do is you need to do what Lot did and sleep with your son. Is this it? Is this
that's what Steve said. I'm not saying this, but I've seen a movie with a similar plot. So I watched the movie,
Or as Blank said, join the party. Did you go to university in China?
Yeah.
Was it like wild?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay, right, okay.
No,
right.
Okay.
When people say join the party in university in China, are they referring to the
political party?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, and they kind of have to join the party. But is like... Do you live in campus in university in China?
Yeah.
So similar like the American
thing. Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of
activities.
But the wall is very thin, so nothing happened.
Oh, because the wall is thin, nothing happened.
Yeah, you can hear exactly what happened next to the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
But that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah, you want everyone to know that you're scoring a point.
Different cultures,
though.
Oh, okay,
so they're... Just silently.
Different culture.
Like silent disco.
Silent disco.
Yeah.
That's it. Join the silent disco.
Horn Fessions. The Horny Confessions Podcast.
Many years ago, I was having sex with my boyfriend in a car when we were caught by a police officer. I was scared, but then the police officer suggested that he join in. He was cruising for cock, as it were. Well, all this was great fun, but then we all lost touch. I mean, it happens, doesn't it? Recently, my brother told me that he had started seeing someone, and it turned out it was the same police officer. Tell me, boys, what should I do? I mean, what should our friend do, Blank? Any thoughts?
Is the police officer just fancy her brother, so trying to approach her this way?
I have a feeling that all the protagonists in this story are men.
Are men.
I think
it's sexist if you want.
I got a feeling that they're all. I think it's men having sex in a car in a Mediterranean country.
Yeah,
this is what
I would say. I would say Italy, but also Malta, because it's a small world, because then you end up with a brother. So Italy, there's a bit bigger.
But I mean, they might have been in the same village, right? They might have all been in Bologna.
At
the university on a Tuesday morning.
You're right. But it's just to put some context, in the Mediterranean country, Italy and Malta, police sometimes can stop you for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And some reason is to get to know your identity, because that's what they are
allowed. Also, a little bit more context, in Mediterranean countries like Italy and Malta, and maybe in Spain as well, people live with their parents until they're like in their 40s something.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So when they want to get intimate with someone, they'll go do it in a car in a field somewhere.
Usually their parents' car.
Usually their parents' car. Yes, usually their parents' car. So... So that's why I think this is a Mediterranean country, because it feels like it's people in a car, and then a policeman comes, knocks on the door. It's all right. What are you guys doing?
Yeah,
I want to join in. Ho ho ho.
Yeah,
I don't know why I said ho ho.
I don't know even how illegal it is, especially if you're in an isolated place, nobody's really watching apart from the police.
From the policeman,
who came and just in purpose to see. That's what they wanted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then the policeman joined in, which I think is community service.
It's good. It's like YMCA. That becomes real. You think, this video is a bit this.
The
dancing.
That's
what happened.
The policeman. Maybe one was the fireman.
And that was a builder. So they missed the first person, the Native American. So that was a bit difficult. Police officer demanding sex in exchange might not be exactly legal.
Yeah, but I mean, it might not be. But again, he didn't say it was not consensual, right? So it seems everybody was like, this might be a nice opportunity. Let's use the handcuffs.
And how can you say no to an armed police
officer?
Exactly.
And somebody who's serving the community. It's very hard. After all their service, you thank them for their service, don't you?
Yeah.
By playing with their truncheon. So then years later, the brother starts going out with someone else. So both siblings obviously are gay, and the brother started going out with someone else. And it was the same police officer. And now he's feeling uncomfortable.
That is not a big problem, because it's just... So the problem is, should I tell my brother that he's dating one of my exes?
That's really it, isn't it? I mean, so I think yes, right?
I would have a word with the police officer.
Oh, okay.
So do you remind me?
Do you remember?
Shall we tell him or not?
Yeah.
And if he says, I don't remember, how dare you don't remember? That was a wonderful night.
Seems like the police officer has a type. Well, certain type.
Yeah,
his family.
Does. He likes these brothers, doesn't he? Police officer, yeah.
What if they are twins?
Ah. Oh,
then the police officer is thinking, I am having
sex with the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Now you can tell, can't you, from the way Luca's mind works, what movies he does watch.
I don't watch those movies because in those websites they ask you which kind of and I go for straight, so I never see that movie, but I can imagine.
But you can imagine.
A very creative person.
Okay, so what do they do? So they're around the table, the whole family is there, the mother, the father, the cousin, the local priest has come over for lunch, and the guy says, hey, you know that guy? Me and him did it in your car.
Or you could tell in a family lunch, say, hey, when there's a police officer, you know, maybe you can help me. One time ago, I was stopped by a police officer and we had this and that. Maybe you happen to remember him, to know him. Maybe he's one of your colleagues. And then let's see if he remembers.
So
you kind of let him know, you drop the bomb, but you don't.
Or maybe just keep the secret.
And
every time you have the eye contact with the police officer, just have some little sexual tension.
Just keep the sexual tension going forever. I like that. That's evil.
May I add one thing? And I'm not praising the one-child policy of the Chinese government, but
it you would never solve... have this problem in China.
Yeah, you would solve many problems. I'm not praising this.
But exactly. Well done, whoever came up with that policy. You obviously you wouldn't have like this problem. We would have ended the podcast 10 minutes ago. I think this problem is solved. So just never tell them and keep the sexual tension going.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like it.
Thank you. Evil blank there.
Not evil.
And for governments around the world, let's introduce the one-child policy. And and that way, we won't have issues like this. But yeah, finding solutions. That's what we do here.
We are here to help.
Hornfessions, the Horny Confessions Podcast.
That's it. Episodes, I don't know what number this is done.
It's over. It's done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, of course. Love it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Do you have any siblings?
No.
And on that note, that's our show. So thank you, everybody. Please keep sending in your confessions, hornfessionspodcast@gmail.com, or fill out the anonymous questionnaire. There's also a WhatsApp number in the show notes below, so you can send in WhatsApps as well. And that's it. Anything you'd like to say, Luca?
Thank you for your messages, and and keep sinning.
Yeah. Anything blank you'd like to say?
Happy New Year.
Oh. There you go. Lovely stuff. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Forgive me, boys, for I have sinned. Hornfessions, the Horny Confessions Podcast. Produced by Steve Healy. Presented by Steve Healy and Luca Capani. Music used, Burn the World Waltz, Kevin MacLeod, Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0 license. The Chase, Kevin MacLeod, Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0 license. Special thanks to Corinne Muscat and to Michelle. Hornfessions is a Revolt production.